Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97, Miley Cyrus and Flowers. It's Ashley Harvey in the Mix 97 studio. Good morning to the ladies of the sales in for Thrifty Thursdays.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I look forward to this every week.
Aww.
And I actually look forward to it when Sean's not here because there's more conversation.
And we've got Carrie back.
Yes.
Happy to be back. I'm so sorry for the boring program the last
time. No, stop it.
Carrie is good.
Yeah, you girls are doing a great job.
And Carrie just came back from Florida, sunny Florida.
Well, he's sunny, but not crazy warm.
No.
But that's okay.
Nick's down there right now, and he says it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But he was unprepared. He did not wear enough sunscreen.
Oh, he got sunburned.
He's sunburned, but I laugh.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, well, I'm fine then.
You weren't there to, you know, tell him what to do.
It's fine.
You could have rubbed sunscreen on his back.
Could you imagine? What's going on in the world of Thrifty Thursdays?
Some great deals.
Yeah, some good deals. So I'm going to talk about Food Basics. They had their fresh whole chickens on for $1.88 a pound. That's an awesome deal. Buy a couple of those, throw them in the freezer. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite dishes is a one-pot meal. And I know we all like that because it's something quick and easy when you're in a rush. You put the whole chicken in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
You put some water. You brown it. You put some carrots, leeks, and you know what you do? Two whole lemons, squeeze that in there, and then roast it for about an hour and a half. Take it out and then throw in a box of orzo pasta. Put it back in the oven for another half an hour, and it comes out and everything is all done. One dish. So the chicken's on sale.
So are the lemons at Food Basics, I believe. What are they, $2.88?
Yep. Oh, that's a Giant Tiger.
Oh, Giant Tiger.
Giant Tiger.
They're $3.98 at Food Basics.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad either. This one, yeah, 2 pounds of lemons for $2.88 at Giant Tiger. So great deal. And butter was on at Food Basics as well. I know we always like to talk about our butter because it's so expensive, $4.88 each.
Oh, we haven't had a price that low in a while.
No, that's true. It was on for a long time, and then all of a sudden it was
$5.99.
Yeah,
was kind
was
of
the best
specials.
Deal you could get.
The other things at Basics that caught my attention, cauliflower, $1.88. Mm-hmm. The Pillars meat sticks, $5.88 in each. Great to throw in your lunch. And then cucumbers, 88 cents.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they had their almond milk as well.
Oh, yes.
You love that.
I do like it. I use it in my shakes.
Awesome. Let me see. What else? We've got, anybody who's packing lunches for kids, do your kids still eat bear paws? Do they like
it? They do.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So even just kind of like an evening snack or after work snack. I know they're not.
My kids love bear paws. Specifically the chocolate chip ones.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
$1.99. That's a savings of 49% at Giant Tiger. And Maple in the County's coming up. The maple, Dare maple cookies are on for $1.99 for a box, and that's a savings of 49%. So that's some snacky stuff for the lunches, I guess.
And Metro has $1.99 Christy cookies or crackers.
Ooh.
So that's your Oreos, your Wheat Thins, your Ritz crackers.
If I let Gabe, he'd eat a whole package of Oreos. He'd eat the whole
thing. He's not alone.
I like
the Chewy Chips Ahoy.
But the question is, regular Oreos or double stuffed Oreos?
Regular.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not an Oreo fan, but if I were to eat one, it would just be a regular one. Too sweet.
Yeah. And to be honest, my favorite is the mini golden Oreos.
The golden Oreos are
but
superior.
The little ones, because you get a handful.
Oh,
I'm not
a
cookie person. Unless it's the cookie mama, then I like her cookies.
Yeah. I'd rather make a homemade cookie than have a packaged cookie any day. But if you're in a pinch and you need a cookie,
might
as well.
No Frills, a couple things to mention. They have their large white eggs, the 18 pack, for $4.99.
That's a great
Bacon, maple leaf, or Schneider's bacon for $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple Quaker items. Instant oatmeal, $2.99. It's really expensive when it's not on sale now.
It is.
It was $4.99 full price last time I went to buy it. And the Quaker muffin mixes. I don't know if you use those for your families, but great little throw-in Sunday.
And
easy.
And you were talking about, what do you do with your oatmeal? You throw...
Yeah, so we take the brown sugar, maple brown sugar oatmeal, put a teaspoon of peanut butter, a little cinnamon in it. Mm. It's delicious.
That's a game changer. Mm-hmm. I think I'd eat that oatmeal for sure. I also noticed that you're independent at McDowell's. They have, and this is, hey, for all you guys out there looking for some bonus brownie points, buy one 10-stem tulip bouquet and get the other one for free. So that's a great deal.
That is a great deal.
And give it to your bestie if you want
to. Yeah. Everybody needs
a little
flowers this time of year brightening
up.
And while you're at Independent, they have their PC kettle chips for $1.99.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a member.
Yep.
And they're delicious.
They also had their General Mills cereal. Buy two boxes, get three bags of milk for free.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's a really good deal.
Now that I use bagged milk.
Yeah. And the cereal's $5.47 each box, and then get the three bags of milk for free. Why not?
And I will never go back. I love the bagged milk.
You do?
I do. My only gripe is that my son, who drinks the most milk and is usually the one that changes it, cuts the little nub off.
Yes.
And leaves,
leaves it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that.
It just has to go in the garbage.
I know. It's simple.
It is. He's a boy.
Yeah.
Teenage boy.
So we moved from Nova Scotia where they didn't have bagged milk where we are, right? It was all in the big jugs.
Yep.
So when we came back, we had to go, we had to buy the thing again to get the bagged milk because it's just easier in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for Bellamy. She can't lift the jugs very well.
Well, they're heavy, especially when you get brand new jug.
Yeah.
You're just asking for a spill.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else? Is that good?
Do you want to talk about Beyonce's new song?
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier.
I actually just put it in for you guys. It's coming up next.
Oh, okay.
Carrie didn't like it.
No. At first.
But it grows on you.
It does grow on you. And then I was driving into work this morning and I heard it and I texted Terry Lee. I said, you know what? Okay, maybe it's growing on me. It's got a little bit of everything going on. There's, you know, some twang. There's some choir music.
I do think it's going to, run its course fast. I don't know how often you can listen to
it. If you listen to the other one that she's released from the album.
I didn't like it.
It's not country. So people are like, it's a country album. I don't think it is. I think this one is just like homage to her Texas roots.
It's a bit confused.
It is.
I mean, Beyonce can do whatever Beyonce wants. Let's be honest.
Yeah, she's Queen Bey, right? So,
yeah.
You know what I love about Thrifty Thursdays is that you come in with grocery items, but then Carrie gives me a recipe while she's here as well.
I know. You should hear it in our office. I don't think a day goes by that we don't say what's for dinner.
Honestly, you have to try that chicken. It's so good. It's so homey, yummy.
I love orzo.
Lemon and orzo and the drippings from the chicken in that orzo. It's delicious.
Now, there's probably about eight little things that she actually does to the recipe that she just forgot to tell us, but
it's all good.
Well, I'm going to put it on our blog as I do every 50 Thursday. We have the new logo for you guys. I'm going to put it on our blog. So if you want to hear the recipe, it's there. Maybe I can persuade her to write some recipes. We could put them on the blog.
I would.
And we actually have a surprise for Sean for next 50 Thursday.
Yes.
We're all in on the secret.
Yeah. But he's going to be, he's listening right now going, what's going
on?
While I'm here, I'm going to talk about, we have listing for careeredge.01.ca. Stoneburg Cove Cottages located in Caring Place is looking for full and part-time cleaning, sanitation, and janitorial people, $19 an hour. So if you head on over to careeredge.01.ca, you can Jennifer Trenton HR at careeredge.01.ca to apply for that position.